Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
November is Diabetes Awareness Month, and so in today's program, we take a quick look at the illness. I'm Camilla Guthrie inviting you to stay with me. Diabetes is a relatively common metabolic disorder that affects how the body uses food for energy and growth. The food we consume is converted into glucose or simple sugar, which enters the bloodstream as a source of fuel or energy. Insulin, a hormone produced by the pancreas, helps regulate the level of glucose in the blood and how it is used.
What the pancreas does, when you eat and your sugar goes up, then it releases this insulin that somewhat mops up this excess sugar and bring it down in that normal range within 2 hours. Over 2 hours, if your sugar remains high, then this is what causes a problem. You'll start to develop the signs and symptoms of diabetes, and the complication of diabetes will then set in.
Dr. Lorenzo Gordon of the Diabetes Association of Jamaica. People with diabetes experience insulin failure, resulting in elevated levels of blood sugar. The way in which insulin fails determines how a diabetic is classified. There are 3 classifications of diabetes. You can be a type 1, type 2, or a gestational diabetic. Type 1 diabetes, also referred to as juvenile diabetes, is usually diagnosed in people under 20 years old and is less prevalent than type 2.
In this type 1 diabetes, something is destroying the pancreas. So sometimes it's something that is inside the blood, an autoimmune disease, as they say, that actually target the cells that produce the insulin and destroy it. Or type 1 can be gotten from people who have other problems with the pancreas, like cancer of the pancreas, or you have surgery on the pancreas, you can develop type 1.
Type 2 diabetes is the most common, usually affecting people over 40 years old. The body of a type 2 diabetic does not produce enough insulin for proper function, or the cells in the body do not react to insulin. Due to this insulin resistance, a condition related to excess body fat, type 2 diabetes usually develops in people who are obese. This condition occurs when a normal amount of insulin no longer suffices, causing blood sugar to rise. The pancreas responds by making extra insulin to lower the sugar. Diabetes results when the pancreas can no longer keep up. Note carefully that there are some type 2 diabetics who develop the disease not because of insulin resistance, but because the body stopped producing enough insulin. The third and final type of diabetes is gestational. This type affects females during pregnancy. Gestational diabetes affects women who have very high levels of glucose in their blood, and their bodies are unable to produce enough insulin to transport all of the glucose into their cells, resulting in progressively high levels of glucose. Undiagnosed or uncontrolled gestational diabetes can raise the risk of complications during childbirth, as the baby may be bigger than he or she should be. There is also what's referred to as pre-diabetes. The vast majority of patients with type 2 diabetes initially had pre-diabetes. A pre-diabetic's blood glucose levels are higher than normal, but not high enough to merit a diabetes diagnosis. One thing to note though, whatever type of diabetes you may have, extra care needs to be taken in dealing with it.
Diabetes can cause blindness, so you're gonna have to check your eyes regularly. You know, diabetes can cause heart attack, so you need to do an ECG regularly. You know, diabetes can cause kidney failure, so you need to check your urine to see if it's spilling. You need to check your electrolytes and your urea. You know, it is associated with amputation, so you're gonna have to check your feet regularly.
Dr. Lorenzo Gordon of the Diabetes Association of Jamaica. If you'd like to know more about diabetes, contact the Diabetes Association of Jamaica at 927-6774 or your nearest health center. That's it for this week's Healthline. I'm Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.